U.S. diplomats came down from their Johannesburg hotel suites today to make their first major public appearance at the Conference on Sustainable Development. They called for fewer promises and more action, and then listed some projects the Bush administration plans to pay for. The plans commit many millions of dollars. Critics responded that billions are needed to reconcile development with environmental protection. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Up until now, the focus of the Johannesburg meeting has been on negotiating a declaration and a plan of action for global development. The United States has taken some heat for its reluctance to agree to new goals and timetables in that document. Today, Undersecretary of State Paula Dobrianski answered those critics at a news conference.
Much attention has been placed on the text of the Johannesburg Plan of Action, which now runs to some 30,000 words. Words are good. Actions are better. Concrete actions, and only concrete actions, can prevent children from contracting waterborne diseases, allow families to cook meals indoors without risking fatal respiratory illnesses, protect delicate African ecosystems, empower smallhold farmers with the capacity to feed their families.
In each of these instances, the U.S. announced specific programs, $4 million for a West Africa Water Initiative, $53 million spread out over 4 years to expand a Clinton administration program that preserves forests and helps people in Central Africa, and $43 million to help people who now burn dung and wood in their homes to switch to better sources of energy. In these and similar programs announced today, these programs are involving millions with an M dollars, the magnitude of money that a typical city council would discuss. Administration officials hope that each of these projects will spur far more spending by foundations, other wealthy nations, and the developing countries themselves. But the officials would not say how much of these pledges represent new commitments or how much is money that had been budgeted for other purposes. That didn't impress Congressman George Miller, a California Democrat attending the summit.
We have a recycled idea and we have recycled money. And the suggestion is somehow that the United States has met its commitment.
Not so, Miller said. Bush administration officials, though, say this is just the start. In March, President Bush announced he would propose an increase in overseas development assistance from $10 billion a year to $15 billion over the next few years. Andrew Natsios, head of the U.S. Agency for International Development, reminded summit attendees of that today.
This has gotten lost, and I have to tell you, it makes me really annoyed. The president has made the largest increase proposal for an increase in foreign aid since Jack Kennedy.
Still, that represents far less than 0.7% of gross national product, which is a goal that the U.S. has agreed to strive for in overseas assistance. Jeffrey Sachs, head of Columbia University's Earth Institute, says that funding gap is enormous in all areas, including health. For example, Sachs says he recently helped people in Malawi craft a proposal to fund AIDS care.
And the donors actually literally said, this is a highly competent program, but it's too much money to ask of us. And so what the donors said is instead, in effect, we're sorry, but hundreds of thousands of people in your country will have to die because we will not come up with the dollar a day that would be needed to keep them alive.
Sachs said wealthy countries need to be talking about not millions of dollars as they did today, but billions of dollars, not only out of compassion, but to alleviate the imbalance that makes the world a more dangerous place. Richard Harris, NPR News, Johannesburg.